Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head into late October, we're going to take a quick check of our ISU Extension Garden Calendar. Some of the monthly tasks on our calendar may include applying a broadleaf herbicide to the lawn to control dandelion, plantain, and other perennial broadleaf weeds. A single application will kill many weeds, and difficult to control weeds such as violets may require two applications. Also on the list, if you grew winter squash this year, after harvesting, you want to remember to cure those at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and a relative humidity of 80 to 85% for 10 to 14 days. After they're cured, you want to store your winter squash in a cool, well-ventilated, dry location at a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees until you are ready to use them for all of your fall recipes. Also on the calendar of things to do this month is to plant those spring flowering bulbs at a depth equal to 3 to 4 times their maximum bulb diameter. Based on this, tulips and daffodils should be planted about 6 to 8 inches deep, while crocus and grape hyacinth should be planted 3 to 4 inches deep, as those bulbs are smaller. If you are interested in purchasing a 2019 garden calendar, those are now available online through the ISU Extension store, and we will also have them here in the Extension office by the end of the week as well. The 2019 ISU Extension Garden Calendar showcases the beauty that can be found in gardens, in backyards, and public spaces, and is entitled Gardens Through the Seasons. This year's theme focuses on the fact that there's something going on in the garden throughout the whole year, not just in the spring and fall. Gardening is a year-round activity, and the photography this year underscores how gardens can be enjoyed throughout the year, not just during the growing season. Of course, the large calendar also offers space to create a gardening journal and record the progress of your garden, and features those helpful monthly tips that provide timely information on how to manage fruits, vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, and more. The calendar provides tips on a variety of topics so you can easily know what tasks should be completed next in your garden. Again, the 2019 Garden Calendar, Gardens Through the Season, now available for $7 on the Extension store, or you can stop in the Extension office by the end of this week or early next week and pick up your copy as well. And if you do happen to be coming into the office later this week, we invite you to join us for Super Sci-Day Friday. We are celebrating Sci-Day Friday with a twist this year, celebrating the ISU homecoming game this weekend, and wrapping up our 100-year celebration of Extension service in Cass County as well. We're looking forward to a great event this Friday, October 26th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Sci will be on hand for photos and lots of meet and greets with all ages of folks. We'll be offering some tailgate snacks and anniversary cupcakes, so come have a little snack on us. We'll be doing lots of door prizes, gift basket giveaways, and we'll even have a drawing for tickets to the ISU homecoming game between ISU and Texas Tech on Saturday. Lots of fun and games for the whole family, no matter your age. It's free and open to the public. We hope you will come celebrate Sci-Day Friday with us this Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And finally, as we have had a decent turn in weather for a little bit here, we want to share a resource with farmers. As middle of October, there was only about 20% of Iowa's soybean harvest complete, and we already had entered the record book as the state's latest soybean harvest, obviously caused by these prolonged heavy rains that we had in September and early October. Many farmers are now dealing with higher instances of field losses, abnormally high harvest moisture content, and even moldy soybeans. A resource for some of these farmers may be found in the Integrated Crop Management Program. Integrated Crop Management website recently posted an article entitled Managing Wet Soybeans in a Late Harvest, and it goes through some steps farmers can take to improve their crops this fall and manage them after harvest. The article is written by Charles Herberg, professor and Extension Ag Health and Safety Specialist, Steve Johnson, a Farm Management Specialist, and Megan Anderson, Field Agronomist with ISU Extension. Harvest conditions this fall are definitely unusual, that went from potentially abnormal early in the season to the latest on record in just over a month. Infield quality has definitely decreased, harvest losses have increased, and high moisture beans present both a handling and a marketing challenge, according to the authors of that article. It details current soybean conditions found in the field and how to store these harvested soybeans to maximize storage life. Soybeans that have molded in the field should be dried, preferably with air or very low heat addition, and then marketed as soon as possible. All of these tips and more, again, found in the Integrated Crop Management website, in the Integrated Crop Management News, or follow the Integrated Crop Management blog, as there will be updating information on there regularly as harvest progresses about grain quality and crop marketing and lots of other resources for farmers dealing with that late damp harvest this year. Of course, for all of the information and resources relevant to you, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, and we'd be happy to help you connect with those ISU resources. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.